Happy birthday, darling, I say from the doorway. It's only 6:30 and I'm still bleary from sleep, but my kitchen hums with teenage life. It's like a surging wave hitting me. I don't remember ever having this much energy. It's a good feeling, full of hope and confidence. You didn't have to get up, Mum. We're just leaving anyway. She's smiling as she comes to kiss me on the cheek, a cloud of apple shampoo and pink deodorant. But she looks tired. Maybe she's doing too much. Her GCSEs are coming up, and between morning and evening swimming training several times a week, spending time with these girls and going to school, I barely see her anymore. Which is, as I keep telling myself, how it should be. She's growing up, growing out from me. I have to learn to let go. But it's hard. For so long it was us two against the world. Now the world is nearly hers to grasp for herself. It's not every day my little girl turns 16, I say, as I fill the kettle and wink at her. She rolls her eyes at Angela and Lizzie, but I know she's happy I still get up to see her off to school. She's at once grown up and still my baby. And anyway, I add, I've got my big presentation at work today, so I need an early start. A phone buzzes. All three heads drop to screens, and I turn back to the kettle. I know there's a boy called Courtney in Ava's life. She hasn't told me about him yet, but I saw a message come in when she left her phone on the kitchen table last week, a rarity in itself. I used to check her phone occasionally, when I could, but now she uses a passcode, and as much as it pains me to admit it, she deserves her privacy. I have to learn to trust in my bright daughter's sensible mind to keep her safe. Do you want your presents now or tonight at Pizza Express? I ask. Ava's clutching little gift bags with coloured tissue poking out the top, but she doesn't share with me what her friends have bought her. Later, perhaps she will. A few years ago, she would have run to show me. Not anymore. Time flies. Somehow, I'm nearly 40, and Ava is 16. Soon, she'll be flying my nest. Jodie's outside, Angela says, glancing up from her iPhone. We should go. Tonight's fine, Ava says. I haven't got time now. She smiles at me, and I think that one day she'll be quite beautiful. For a moment, I have a sudden pang of loss in my chest. So I focus on stirring my tea, and then check my presentation printouts are still on the kitchen table, while the girls gather up their coats, swimming kits, and school and college bags. I'll see you tonight, Mum, Ava calls over her shoulder as they disappear into the hallway, and I feel a gust of damp air as they flood outside. On a whim, I get my purse and take out £20 and go after them, leaving the front door on the latch. Ava, wait! I'm only in my thin dressing gown, but I follow her down the path, waving the banknote at her. For you and the girls. Go for a nice breakfast before school. Thank you! Ava's words are quickly echoed by the others, and then they're tumbling into Jodie's car, the tiny blonde girl at the wheel, and I'm left behind at our open gate. They're barely all in before Jodie pulls away, and I flinch slightly as I wave after them. She's going quite fast, and she can't have checked her mirrors. Has Ava got her seatbelt on? Worry, worry. That's me. They don't realise how precious life is. How precious they are. How can they? So young, and with blessed lives.